Let's read together Daniel chapter 5. In this chapter, Daniel interprets the handwriting on the wall, and the Babylonian Empire falls to the Medes and the Persians. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 7. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of 1,000. While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Let's begin our study of this chapter of Daniel with some background notes. If you were to ask the average person today for the meaning of the expression, "the handwriting on the wall," they would rightly tell you that it meant that certain events now certainly looked like a sure prediction of events to come in the future. For example, a student's low test scores is the handwriting on the wall for a failing grade in that course of study. Or a company's repeated financial reports of no profits is the handwriting on the wall for bankruptcy. So everyone understands the expression, "the handwriting on the wall." But now ask people if they know where that expression comes from. The average person today does not know that the expression, "the handwriting on the wall," comes from Daniel chapter 5 in the Bible. The Belshazzar of verse 1 was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. The Hebrew word used in verse 11 can be translated father or grandfather. Belshazzar's father's name was Nabonidus, who married one of Nebuchadnezzar's daughters. We know from the Nabonidus Chronicle that Belshazzar and his father co-reigned over the Babylonian Empire for some time, which included the time that Nabonidus was retired in Arabia. That's why in verse 7, Belshazzar said that he would make the one who could interpret the inscription the third ruler in the kingdom, not the second ruler in the kingdom. In verses 2 and 3, when Belshazzar brought the captured vessels of the temple of the Lord to be used for drinking at his great feast, where they praised the foreign pagan gods, this was blasphemy and desecration of the holy vessels. Thus it was at this time that suddenly the fingers of a man's hand appeared, writing on the wall. Now archaeologists have uncovered a large palace room in the ruins of ancient Babylon, where most likely this event took place. Verse 6 indicates how scared Belshazzar was, and his knees knocked against each other. Have you ever been that scared, where your knees literally knocked together? That's pretty scared. Belshazzar called for all his wise men and conjurers and diviners and scholars to interpret the handwriting, but no one could. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point of Daniel chapter 5. So doctrinal point number 1, unbelievers cannot understand God's handwriting on the wall. Unbelievers cannot understand God's handwriting on the wall. Verses 8 and 9. Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. So all the Babylonian wise men and scholars and conjurers and diviners, although they knew Aramaic, could not determine the exact words, let alone how they went together for some kind of meaning. The same is true today. The Bible is God's handwriting on the wall, as it were. Future events and God's plans for the future are right here in the Bible. And it's in English and in many other languages that unbelievers can read. But unbelievers don't understand it, even though they can read the words. They cannot interpret God's handwriting on the wall. Remember what the Lord said to his disciples concerning why he spoke to the crowds using parables? So that believers would hear and understand, but unbelievers would hear and not understand. This is a divine principle. Unbelievers cannot understand God's handwriting on the wall. Doctrinal point number two. Believers can understand God's handwriting on the wall. Believers can understand God's handwriting on the wall. Verses 10 through 31. Daniel chapter 5, beginning now with verse 10. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. The queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your grandfather, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your grandfather, the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Are you that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, whom my grandfather the king brought from Judah? I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known to me its interpretation, but they could not give the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of you, that you can give interpretations and explain enigmas. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let your gifts be for yourself, and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your grandfather, a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor. And because of the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whomever he wished, he executed. Whomever he wished, he kept alive. Whomever he wished, he set up. And whomever he wished, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Then he was driven from the sons of men. His heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdom of men and appoints over it whomever he chooses. But you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your lords, your wives and your concubines, have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, which do not see or hear or know. And the God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. Then the fingers of the hand were sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of each word. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain. And Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. The queen here in verse 10 is probably the queen mother and mother of Belshazzar and daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was in his 80s at this time and probably retired. But the queen mother remembered how Daniel had interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, and how the dream of Nebuchadnezzar's humbling for 7 years, and then his restoration, was precisely fulfilled, as Daniel predicted. We see from verse 22 that Belshazzar knew about these things, and he also knew about Daniel, but apparently he had not met Daniel, who was probably at least semi-retired at this time, and being a Jew, maybe not in the limelight now as he had been during Nebuchadnezzar's time. In any case, Daniel was brought in, and after fearlessly rebuking Belshazzar, he faithfully gave the interpretation of the handwriting on the wall. In his rebuke of Belshazzar, Daniel reminded Belshazzar of how God had humbled Nebuchadnezzar. And now, even though Belshazzar knew these things, Belshazzar dared to defy and blaspheme the one true God. "So here is the message, Belshazzar," said Daniel. "The hand is God's hand." "And here is the message," said Daniel. "Mena, numbered. God has numbered your kingdom." Verse 25 again, right? "God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, weighed. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. And Peres, divided. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians." Daniel had correctly interpreted the handwriting on the wall. That very night, Belshazzar was killed, and the Medes and the Persians took over Babylon. Darius the Mede was probably an official under Cyrus the Persian emperor and ruled over the area of Babylon for a short time. Daniel was given a high place in this new government, as we'll see in chapter 6. So Daniel correctly interpreted the handwriting on the wall, because God gave him the ability and insight. Certainly, we have a spiritual lesson here. Believers can understand God's handwriting on the wall. Believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them to guide them in the proper interpretation of the prophetic scriptures. Believers can understand God's handwriting on the wall. Now, what about practical application from Daniel chapter 5? Don't put your hopes in the rewards of this world. Don't put your hopes in the rewards of this world. We certainly see an illustration of that truth here in Daniel chapter 5, don't we? Daniel had told King Belshazzar to keep Babylon's gifts for himself. But Belshazzar gave them to Daniel anyway and rewarded him with the status of third ruler in the kingdom. Big deal. It lasted for a few hours only. What an illustration of the short-lived honors and rewards of this world. This world is passing away, and all of its rewards and honors with it. If the Lord wants you to have honor and rewards in this world, it will happen, as in the case of Daniel. But notice Daniel did not crave after these things, and neither should we. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only what's done for Christ has eternal value. Now let me ask you, where are you putting your hopes and where are you earning your rewards? Don't put your hopes in the rewards of this world.